out of the Lancashire Trophy at the first hurdle, probably not the result many Fylde fans would have expected there.
But ultimately, if you don't perform, then there's a chance you'll lose. I think going into the game, my hope from it was that I'd have selection problems for the weekend. People would give me difficult decisions to make. The most difficult decision I've got to make now is who that have played warrant a place on the bench, because no one's done themselves any favours. And to say I'm disappointed, even though, like I said, the game's not massively high up on our agenda, but it's an opportunity for lads out there that haven't played a lot of first team football recently to show that they're up for a place or are able to fight for a place in the starting 11. In truth, it's probably told me what I knew, in the fact that outside of maybe 11 or 12, there's people in the squad that aren't up to the standard that we need them to be, and pushing others. So that obviously gives me an issue, gives me a problem, and I'll do whatever I can to strengthen.
And obviously, looking at the performance overall today, it seemed to take a while for the lads to get going. But once they scored, Holker played really well and pegged it back every time, didn't they? I think it was just one of those games. But obviously, the performance obviously for you wasn't up to scratch.
No, I think you obviously give credit to Holker in the fact that they kept going. But he shouldn't be anywhere near if the lads who are there and believe they have the ability to play higher, produce what they can, because they're probably, well, maybe four leagues below, maybe, I don't know. And if we're at it and the people who are on the pitch are as good as what they think they believe, then they should be able to put in a performance. They haven't done that, which again leaves me with a problem. So I've said to them many, many times, they'll make our decisions for us. And rather than me talking all the time and them saying things and stating cases for why they believe they should be in the team, they have an opportunity to go and prove why they should be in the team. And like I say, actions speak a lot louder than words, and performance out there wasn't acceptable. And certainly from my perspective, won't be tolerated. So a few of them are in for a bit of a shock.
And looking ahead, really, is it, on, I suppose, if you can look at it as a plus, is it one less competition to worry about now, obviously, because we're not in anymore, focus can be put back firmly on the league?
No, not really, because it's one less competition where lads who aren't in the first team squad can't get games, and that's what it was going to be used for. Now, if we play and we're beaten, as we were on Saturday, then fair enough. Yeah, we were disappointed with the goals we conceded, but we performed at a level that was acceptable. Now, people can't turn up and all of a sudden think, well, tell you what, I'll have a go and I'll play well at Plymouth in front of 5,000 people in a nice stadium, and then all of a sudden on a Tuesday night in a Lancashire Cup, not get themselves up for the game of football. Ultimately, we're playing against a team from a lower level than us. It's much better than training. It's an opportunity for lads to before the game. Everyone who played in that game had something to prove, had something to, some reason to play, whether it's lads coming back from injury, whether it's lads who have been out on alone at other clubs, whether it's lads who are not been in the first team squad to start with, whether it's lads who need a goal. Everybody had a reason, a purpose for getting something out of that game. Now, if that can't drive you on and motivate you, then you shouldn't be playing football. It's not like we've gone to a ground where it's a horrible evening, the pitch is rubbish, the balls are rubbish. Everything was perfect to play and to go out and put on a performance, and they haven't done that. Is it worrying? I suppose it's not worrying, because looking at the changes we'll realistically make for the weekend, but the team basically picks itself. Now, if I can add to what we've got, we had been looking at potentially bringing in bodies. If I can add to that before the weekend, they will do, because like I say, started to do themselves no favours whatsoever with the performance they put in tonight.
Alright, that's fine. Well, good luck for Saturday anyway, and hopefully we can get the right result.
Cheers.